I think China realizes that it is very important for its future to move from being the low-cost commodity manufacturer of a wide range of goods. And China is today, in effect, the factory for much of the world. But to make a transition to higher value added, which ultimately has to do with innovation, meaning creating new products, services, and experiences that they can own the value creation properties of, as opposed to simply doing contract manufacturing for someone else.
Do you think that they are going to seek to copy U.S. innovation, such as copying Silicon Valley, or do you think they're going to try to come up with a system of their own?
Well, I think every country, by definition, has its own approach to innovation. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach. China is interesting because, on the one hand, innovation is very much a part of the five-year planning cycle, which has its roots in kind of the industrial development era of the heyday of the Communist Party following 1949. But at the same time, the forces of entrepreneurship have been thoroughly unleashed. So you have clouds of entrepreneurs pursuing their own individual idea of business bliss, so to speak. And you already have concentrations of high-tech and venture capital in places like Beijing. So China represents a curious hybrid between a top-down, state-driven innovation agenda on the one hand, and the traditional kind of independent entrepreneurial ethos on the other. You know, there's a famous Chinese saying, which is, it's better to be the head of a small chicken than the tail of a big cow. And I think that, you know, there's a curious blending of different streams of culture and politics and mentality into what the Chinese system is today.
There is a fear, as I'm sure you've heard here in the United States, of China taking over just about everything from the United States. Is that fear valid in this case?
There's no doubt that the United States, which was alone on the world stage of innovation in the post-World War II era, now has to share that stage with many countries. And I think to the extent that China has money and talent and willpower and scale and many other advantages, it's going to be a big player in the global scene. But America has some elements that the rest of the world is short on. I mean, for instance, we are the most tolerant society when it comes to big new ideas, when it comes to uncertainty, when it comes to tolerating the risks of the entrepreneurial activity, and also forgiveness of failure, which is a hallmark in virtually no other country that I'm aware of around the world. I mean, in most countries, you know, even in Western Europe, there are significant penalties for failure. And as we all can imagine, being an entrepreneur and starting a business there's no guarantees.
And I take it that you think China is willing to face that possibility of failure.
There are plenty of seasoned entrepreneurs in China now who understand that there are no guarantees. What's less clear is the state-driven innovation sector and, you know, how it will look at a failure.